Item number one from the Ronald McDonald House providing a verbal update regarding their interest in acquiring county-owned land abutting the four-acre parcel they currently lease from Milwaukee County at 8940 Watertown Plank Road in the city of Wauwatosa. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
And we do have some speakers. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would please introduce yourselves and then I don't know who's going to start first, but
Okay, I'm Bob Kramer. I'm from Plunkett Research Architects, the architect for the house. I'm also a board member.
Ann Petrie, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Again, my name is Ann Petrie, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House, and I'm thankful to be here today as there are some new board members on the commission since the last time we were here presenting. With me again is Bob Kramer, who's a board member as well as the architect for our planned expansion project, as well as Bob Monday, who sits behind me. He's the chairman on our board. Again, on behalf of the Ronald McDonald House, we sincerely thank the commission for allowing us to present. My goal for the next few minutes is to explain to the commission what the Ronald McDonald House organization is, who our organization serves, how we're able to fulfill our mission, and the need for us to serve more families, and then our plans for our expansion. Welcome to the Ronald McDonald House of Eastern Wisconsin, also known as the House That Love Built. We opened our doors to families in October of 1984, and now we are 28 years old. It is situated on 4 acres, and as previously stated, we have a 100-year lease from the county. We're located on Watertown Plank Road across from Children's Hospital, and our building is approximately 25,000 square feet in size and 3 stories tall. Our Ronald McDonald House was the 69th house built, and now there are 313 worldwide. Our mission is really quite simple. It's all about the families. We're dedicated to easing the burden of families whose lives have been disrupted as a result of their child's illness or injury. We provide a home away from home and caring outreach initiatives. Typically, our families are young parents in their 20s and 30s, and they're going through an experience of a child with a health crisis that includes unimaginable fear, anxiety, and many times financial devastation. What our house does is provide shelter, comfort, programs, and healing for the entire family. Last year, our house served 1,020 families. We have 38 rooms, 25 are short-term, and 13 are long-term. The majority of our families come from various Wisconsin locations, but we are serving families from all over the country and even see some international families come our way. Although the majority of families have a child that is being treated across the street at Children's Hospital, we also serve families with children that are receiving treatment at Rogers Memorial Hospital and other local area hospitals. The average stay is 11 days, although some families stay for many months and even in excess of a year. With an expansion, our house will be able to open its doors to many more families, including more local families that need a place to sleep, a warm meal, and a safe environment close to where their child is receiving medical treatment. Although many think of a Ronald McDonald House as a hotel-type facility offering a room for families with a sick child, our house is committed to delivering outreach programs that generate a sense of well-being, instilling hope, adding emotional support, and offering a sense of community so families can focus their energy on the health of their child. Families are invited to share in the family dinner program. These meals are prepared by church groups, civic organizations, and community volunteer groups. Last year, our house served 445 meals. These also included dinners and boxed lunches to go. These meals help ease the family's financial burden, plus they provide a unique opportunity for families to be surrounded by other families going through similar situations. We have an art therapy program. Our house made a grant which benefits both our house and Children's Hospital as we support a full-time art therapist who provides art therapy at both locations. Our art therapy program helps families in times of crisis by examining the intense feelings surrounding a child's illness. We even have dog therapy. This program promotes social interaction and emotional support provided by specially trained and certified dogs and their handlers. We're blessed by a secret garden tended by a group of master gardeners. Master Gardener Ann Phillips presents storytelling focused on horticulturally themed literature. We have a family vegetable garden, which encourages education in the cultivation of fresh and organic produce. So how is our house able to provide all these services? We have a dedicated full-time staff of 10 full-time and 7 part-time members who are fully committed to the families and to our mission. And at last count, we had 517 volunteers. These volunteers do everything from driving our van that takes the families back and forth from the hospitals, to the volunteers who prepare the meals, who make up the rooms once our families leave, as well as many other tasks. Our house could not operate without all these volunteers. They're all ages, live throughout our community, and they're all committed to the mission and to our families. We also have a committed board of directors, some that have been on the board since the beginning, over 25 years ago. And finally, we have a committed donor base, including national and community in-kind and cash donors. So the reason we're here today is to give you information on why we need to expand. For the last 3 to 4 years, our house has been at full capacity. Each day we turn families away. Recently, we've been having to turn 20 to 30 families away every day. These families stay on our waiting list every day, hoping that a room frees up for them to then come to our house to stay. Last year, we had to turn 806 families away. Today, we are ready to expand and serve our families in need, and we would like to begin our expansion and have a shovel in the ground, hopefully by the end of this calendar year. We have assessed our current needs and our needs looking into the future. We have worked with Children's Hospital to understand their expected growth trends. We have been meeting with county board staff and county executive staff over the past few years so that they understand what our needs are. We have developed a planned and thoughtful approach to our expansion needs. This includes hopefully purchasing from the county 3.5 acres of land. We have submitted a draft of the legal document, which is currently under review. The first phase, which again we'd like to begin hopefully this fall, includes adding an additional 37 rooms to our house. This land will allow us to essentially double the number of guest rooms and eliminate our current waiting list. We met with the Wauwatosa City Plan Commission on Monday, June 11th, and the commission unanimously supported the proposal, saying that the Ronald McDonald House provides an important service to the medical campus located across the street. The Wauwatosa Development Commission followed suit and approved our expansion plan on Tuesday, June 12th, and this week it will go to the Common Council for vote. The Ronald McDonald House is committed to sustainability and stewardship of our planet. In addition to other environmentally friendly initiatives, our house will pursue a LEED certified building expansion and will continue to focus on how our footprint of our house can blend in with the natural plantings and surrounding green space. We do have plans for a 2-level parking deck, which will provide parking space for 110 vehicles plus a 21-stall surface lot near the house entrance. The State Department of Transportation plans to build a skywalk from the Ronald McDonald House to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. This will connect to the two parking structures and provide shelter and safety to pedestrians walking between the two facilities. The next phase of expansion includes a freestanding building with 80 additional guest rooms. Estimated timing for this next phase is estimated to be within the next 10 to 15 years, and this is based on the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin growth as well as the Ronald McDonald House demand. So again, we appreciate the opportunity to sit before you today and explain our mission as well as our expansion needs and our vision. So please feel free at this time to ask any questions or make any comments. Thank you.
Mr. Kramer, did you want to make any comments?
I'm here to answer questions.
Okay, thank you. And we have another speaker on this matter, Mr. Rob Monday.
Yes, I'm back here.
Did you want to add anything?
No, I'm just supporting to answer any questions that you have.
All right, Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. This is another process, and many things go on in the county grounds. And with children's, we're going to have some on children's on issue three, as a matter of fact. I know Ronald McDonald is very anxious to get going on this. I mean, our first meetings were well over a couple of years ago with Mr. Baltman and Julie Ash and other people, so I've been involved in this for a long time. Just one question I have is that, are you going in front of the Common Council? Is there going to be something done on the 4 acres now? Aren't you looking for more parking there, et cetera? Is that going on right now, too, please?
You're talking about Wauwatosa?
Yes.
Yes, we've done that already.
Okay. So the only question I had when we had our last major meeting was on the amount of parking. I think you were going to look at that, please. And especially if you're adding on your present 4 acres that you have, okay, that yeah. All your stuff is on, and then maybe there's less necessity. I mean, you talked about sustainability, the healing garden, I went to that a year ago, and the master gardeners. I mean, it's just a wonderful location and a wonderful mission, obviously, we have. Everybody's very much behind that and all your association, and you really have a need to do this next extension, which is the 3.5 acres that we're talking about. I know you've worked on price. There's been a lot of work behind the scenes going on with our real estate, Mr. Dillman, Sarah. I think they've got a price worked out. I think we've got the basics worked out. The only thing I think when you come back next month was about the parking again to look at that. Because I think we want to maximize, I think all of us do, I'm sure you do, want to maximize the space for the building and for green space. And so, you know, the whole aspect of the healing process, too, with all the children and the families there. So I hope that's uppermost in those final plans you'll bring back next month. And I mean, I'm sure we'll be very supportive of all. This is a wonderful mission. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, and I want to thank Supervisor Schmidt for arranging the tour for new people as well as the committee here. And we did take a bus ride through your site, so we're very aware of the location and the issues. Any other committee members, comments, or questions? One final question. Did the city of Wauwatosa take any action?
They unanimously approved the Economic Development Committee unanimously approved our plan for phase one.
Okay. All right. I think that's everything. If there are no other questions, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Madam Chairwoman, I would just like to point out that we hope to be able to bring the actual documents to approve this project at the next meeting, and we'll be able to determine that at the agenda center. But that's our goal. Theirs and the county staff.
Thank you. It's good background material for our next meeting then.
Thank you very much.
All right. Madam Perkins.